Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, 107 Live Nation? This is AJ coming to you. Today's show. I'm just really, really happy with today's show because there's a lot of. This particular show is, it has a lot of what's going on in this country involved in it, for one. And this Super Bowl is very, very unique because of the subplot that is involved. Okay, in the last episode, I addressed how Tom Brady is on the field constantly talking trash. But whenever the Patriots lose, you know what I'm saying, he's just very, very nonchalant about it. But at the same time, if Cam Newton is the same thing on the field, and to be totally honest, he really doesn't. He's one of those players that lets his game speak for itself, you know. But the first question of today is, why is the media and the non-minority public going after Cam Newton? Why are they going after him? Now, for number one, Cam has come out and said it from jump. It's because, one, he's a very talented and very, very successful and rich black man, for one. And he's playing in a sport that has been dominated throughout the history of the sport by non-minority quarterbacks. It's, you know, why is he being vilified? Number one, he and his teammates are winning games with ease. And every time they score, they celebrate. Now, it's one of those things that even as kids, you know what I'm saying, when you play certain games, kids gonna jump and shout and celebrate, you know, things of that nature. But at the same time, you have people who are going to, you know, get in their feelings and, you know, not want to deal with the situation for what it is. Let's just be honest about it. Just by how the public perceives African-American men, nobody wants to see him succeed. Let's just be honest. The general public does not want to see Cameron Newton succeed. Why? Because he's a black male. This country's history proves that. Now, it's unique. Now, this Super Bowl is unique because you have probably the best quarterback in the league right now, who's been a rising star since he came in. And then you have an elder statesman star who has statistically been on top since his rookie year. Peyton Manning is probably going to be the best of all time, whether he wins this Super Bowl or not. But the public does not see that because the public is turning this game into something other than what it is. Now, the thing that's hurtful is the fact that they're taking shots at an African-American quarterback who just happens to be the best quarterback in the league as of right now and has proven it. Everybody, I mean, it's just something. Every time he's at a press conference, different reporters and, you know, writers and critics are taking shots at him in areas that have nothing to do with football. Now, football is a sport where, you know, these men fall in love with the sport as a child, and they get to, these men make millions playing their childhood game. And this is exactly what Cam is doing. He is literally living his dream. And yet the public, the white public, wants to bash him because he celebrates. Now, here's the irony in that. Okay, Aaron Rodgers is in a 3rd-and-2 situation. All of his receivers are covered. He's running, trying to make space for himself. Mm-hmm. Finally, he just pulls it down and runs into the end zone and goes in and does somewhat of an end zone dance. Now, true enough, it's nowhere near rhythmic and has the flash of a Cam Newton end zone dance, but it's an end zone dance nonetheless. How is it that the public says nothing about Aaron Rodgers' end zone dance, and Aaron Rodgers' end zone dance actually was a little bit on the vulgar side because it was a pelvic thrust involved? But yet and still, you know, people want to get on camera about dabbing it. Of dabbing on him, you know, the media has the power to change people's perception on other people. That is why Cam is being villainized and vilified. And but why does the public want? And now the other part of that: why does the public want to see Peyton win? Well, the last two Super Bowls that Peyton has participated in, he won his first one. But the last two, he's lost. His last two Super Bowls, he has lost. If Cam Newton wins this Super Bowl, you know, that would mean Peyton Manning would have lost 3 straight Super Bowls on his way out to retirement. Now, Peyton Manning has probably been one of the most scandal-free he's a scandal-free guy. He's a good, upstanding guy. The public loves Peyton Manning. You know, they just love his mannerisms. You know, his family, the Peyton family, they're like the first family of football. You know, starting with his dad, Archie, you know, and then little brother, Eli. Now, I think it is